7:33 a.m. We welcome to our Newsmaker Live Professor Harry G. Hutchinson, who is the author of a book, Requiem for Reality. Welcome, Professor Hutchinson.
Well, thank you, Michael. Really appreciate this.
Well, we're delighted to have you here. And you're native of Michigan, is that right?
That's correct. So I'm a native of Michigan. We've lived in England, Northern Virginia, and now Middle Tennessee primarily, although I do spend some time in Washington, D.C. and Virginia Beach, Virginia.
So are you still a professor of law at George Mason, or have you moved to your academic endeavors to Regent University in Virginia Beach?
I moved my academic endeavors to Virginia Beach with Regent.
And you live here primarily in Middle Tennessee. What made you see the light?
Actually, a number of factors, not the least of which was the fact that my lovely wife loved this area. We spent some time here earlier. I helped start the Belmont University School of Law. And I was on leave from George Mason, and she liked the fact that this was a much calmer area, and politically this area certainly suits both of us.
And how about that no state income tax thing we got going on here?
Well, yes, I did take that into account. I think it's an absolutely wonderful idea. I hope it spreads to the federal government. But it looks like they're going in the opposite direction.
Speaking of going in the opposite directions, I love the title of your new book. It's by Simon & Schuster, Requiem for Reality, and the subtitle, Critical Race Theocrats and Social Justice Dystopia. Tell us about the book.
Well, the book is about the ideological trends in our country which have driven people away from notions of truth. They've driven people away from traditions and even history. And so these ideologues, they reject data in favor of abstractions. And essentially, this move is Marxist in origin. It has been over 100 years in the making. And this revolution came to the United States via cultural Marxists from Germany, who were kind of pushed out of Germany by the Nazis, and they decided to infiltrate elite universities. And so these elite universities, guess what? They produce PhD students, and they then infiltrate lower-ranked universities, and so now we have huge problems, I think, in this particular country. But in addition, it's important to keep in mind that these trends are now led by globalist elites who connect social justice to the COVID pandemic, the Green Revolution, the gender identity revolution, and the necessity of destroying the American family.
Yeah, absolutely. I see, Professor Hutchinson, I saw a little clue here about this. So your book, Requiem for Reality, is published by Post Hill Press and distributed by Simon & Schuster. Did you work with my good friend, one of the editors there, the lead editor, Adam Bellow, in the development of your book?
No, I did not. I've heard of Adam, a friend of mine at George Mason, Professor David Bernstein, has written a book on racial classifications, and he worked with Adam, but I have not met Adam personally.
Terrific, terrific. Well, look, I love the idea of working with, and Post Hill Press is based here in Brentwood, Tennessee, by the way.
Precisely.
So it's a startup, and they do great work, and now they have a relationship, a distribution relationship with Simon & Schuster. When was your book published, and what's been the reaction to it?
Well, my book is forthcoming, so you can actually purchase it now from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and a number of other outlets. It will not hit the shelves until January of 2023.
So we can pre-sell it for you.
Precisely. So listeners who are interested in the book, they can literally purchase it now, but it won't show up in their homes until January.
So here's a question for you. A lot of conservatives are very good at identifying the problem, but not so good as providing a solution to that problem. Do you offer a solution to this problem of critical race theocrats and social justice dystopia in your book?
Yes, I do. One of the first and most important things that the American people need to do is to take action. They need to be courageous. They need to prevent the globalists from controlling their lives and controlling their futures. Secondarily, I believe, parents ought to consider taking their kids out of public schools, because public schools in America, and I'm not saying that's true for all schools in Middle Tennessee, but many public schools have become ideological factories, mm-hmm. and they're encouraging kids essentially to hide the information they receive in school from their parents.
You're singing my tune, Professor Hutchison, because I've talked about this a long time, that K-12 public schools are an utter disaster because they've turned into, in essence, propaganda factories and creating little left-wingers who don't know anything and despise their parents.
You are precisely correct. And if you look, for instance, at the state of Oregon, they are no longer requiring proficiency in math, in science, in reading. Why? Because the state of Oregon claims that they are delivering justice for minority students. This is absurd, because guess what? Those minority students who haven't mastered basic learning, they will find themselves disemployed going forward. So this is a pathological disaster, and public schools are at the forefront of this move that is literally destroying the lives, actually, of minorities who they claim that they are helping. So it has become increasingly a world of absurdity. And so I think it underscores what Voltaire has suggested, that if you believe in absurdities, you will produce atrocities. And among the atrocities going forward within the critical race community is the claim that Anne Frank and the Jews that were killed in the Holocaust, they were the beneficiaries of white privilege. This makes no sense.
No sense whatsoever. So if a parent is listening to us right now and says, if a parent is listening to us and says right now, okay, I agree, I got to get my child out of K-12 public schools, but they don't really have, many of them don't believe they have an alternative. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, yes, I do. Number one, I do appreciate that it will be difficult for many parents, but I also would encourage parents to think about the future, not only of their kids, but of the country. But one of the things that many of our friends are doing is that, to the extent that they can do this, they are engaging in some homeschooling options. There's also the Association of Classical Christian Schools that is providing useful programs. I would encourage parents to do this at a minimum. They need to read good books to their children when they're young and encourage their kids to read really good, solid books that are grounded in truth as they go to elementary and secondary school.
And stay off of TikTok and Instagram and read some books, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Professor Harry G. Hutchison, author of the book coming out in January, Requiem for Reality, Critical Race Theocrats, and Social Justice Dystopia. Professor, thanks so much for joining us. Come back again in January when the book is out.
Look forward to it. Thanks so much, Mike.
All right. We'll be back with more after this. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm here with Crom Carmichael and with I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. We'll be back after this.